It's my pleasure to introduce my colleague, their co-author, their president, Dr. Ling from Taiwan, just arrived last night, and Dr. Harrison's from North Florida, and the remaining there unable to attend. Well, as you probably, by title, you know, what is that propensity got to do with this perception? But remember, very often as a behavior social scientist, very concerned about the contextual variables. So when you deal with adoption or new innovation or diffusion, you're very concerned about the contextual effect. So that's why the propensity score is handy to make a bias selection, correction, or ecological fallacy. So that's the rationale why propensity score is used. Secondly, that this is a relative new, just off the oven. The data is being gathered in August and September during the hot vacation season. So our response rate is relatively small. We declare at the beginning is national study, but nevertheless, your response rate just does not warrant to be a national study. But I'm just presenting with some sort of basic information as we learn. As you many heard about March 23rd, 2010, the so-called, now called Obamacare, the so-called Affordable Care Act, which instituted the development of actual facilitated innovative delivery system delivery. But since adoption rate is so slow pace, what are the barriers? What are the general perceptions from hospital administrators? Because what their perception may have something to do why this, the adoption rate is so slow. And I also present to you the specific research question and also indicate the two different analytical design to calculate propensity score to adjust ecological fallacy. One is using the regular logistic regression method as commonly utilized conventional propensity score adjustment. Another one is used treated as a latent variable approach. The term latent means unobserved. Something's going on may affect the behavioral response of the individual within the confined ecological boundary. And then I'll describe a little bit analytical tool that I use. Hereby I use in structural equation modeling to carry out the causal specific analysis. Then I introduce the major finding. Well, as you probably know, this is nothing new. And Mr. Obama was very, very happy at that time because the legislature passed the act, and now it's formally declared this is an appropriate strategy to be followed. Well, this summarized some of the keywords of ACO, meaning patient-centric care, and pre-existing condition, coverage of those young adults or adults under 26 years of age, and most importantly, that is the focus gradient of prevention or preventive care. So normally speaking, the ACOs very much follow those 12 points of principle we now call patient-centric care. So on the left-hand side, the care of delivery system, gradient focus, unit-level charge or cost, and then gradually moving toward treating as total cost as the CMS reimbursed. But eventually, we should put patient in the driver's seat to decide their choice, their preference, their desirability, and pay greater attention to patient. So in a sense, this is evolving in the entire industry called ACO. But there are many, many different forms of ACO being established. The most dominant one is hospital-based, provider-based ACO. Well, one of the fundamental concepts of ACO is coordinated integrated care. So we used to call IDS, but indeed, the accountable care is IDS in some sort of form, but structured in different way, and payment scheme is also slightly different. I consider this as called innovative delivery system. And by enumerating the literature, what are the general perception of so-called benefits and barriers? On the left-hand side, those are conceived as usually as advantages to have ACO. On the right-hand side, the barriers. Let me address the issue of the barriers. One of the fundamental barriers is legal, not only financial, it's a legal issue. And the second element is related to so-called perception of financial incentive. The third issue, as the most dominant, is lack of leadership in the healthcare professional. Because a hospital is a big boy, like a sumo wrestler, right? Huge, big, you cannot move that. And you're going to take them to think about how ACO can benefit them. They don't want to try. I spoke with the one of the largest healthcare systems. They said, no, we're not going to run ACO. But he didn't realize the ACO is out of train station. If he doesn't catch up, he's not going to be doing follow-up work later time. And this is true. The point is, lack of leadership is considered as one of the drawbacks in terms of develop innovative delivery system in the country. But this is just perception, but how do we see from the data I will present to you? There are three basic research questions. How do we apply so-called propensity score matching and analysis in a study ACO perception? That's a very curious issue. Secondly, if there is a big gap between benefits and the barrier, would that impact upon their willingness to participate? Remember, we're not talking about actually adoption, just are you willing to engage or participate in a strategic plan or development of ACO in your enterprise as a provider? The third thing is, what are the personal attribute, organizational attribute, and contextual variable that are more likely to affect the perception of those so-called health administrators? Well, as I indicated early, the propensity score on the left-hand side is the conventional approach, using logic model or logistic modeling, and then finally do so-called caliber matching. And on the right-hand side is treated as a latent variable. Latent variable has a very, very funny mathematical formulation. And in the bottom, I gave you the formula. I don't have time to explain to you. But in a sense, you have ecological variable that will be able to measure up certain things unobserved, which is observed in the latent variable called propensity. And I tried both methods, and unfortunately, the propensity method using late-treated latent variable is very unstable because it depends upon which indicator you utilize. So I did not present the result of latent variable approach, but that could be further explored in the future. On the left-hand side is what I utilize. Let me explain to you what are those so-called indicators or predictors of the propensity. First, we have to define the category called propensity. In this study, we search for the literature and also search for the real data to identify what is adoption rate of ACO currently in the United States. So in 2011 and beginning 2012, we'll be able to identify at a state level the speed of the adoption. So if the state is having less than two ACO established, doesn't matter form, the type of form, we consider as low propensity, low expectation to grow. Whereas the state like Florida has 27 ACO already, and Florida is considered as high expected with high expectancy of growth in the future, in a sense, the ACO, partially the aging population, right? There's more than 20% of elderly population residing in some of the Florida region. And so all those characteristics, the X variable, are the attribute called ecological variable. For example, percentage elderly, percentage in the urban area, because ACO to begin with urban center. So you have more urban population is more likely to trigger the individual join the ACO. And also look at disparity, because Obama's concept is we got to resolve the disparity. So the more disparity observed in the state level, the more tendency to do something about it. That's a democratic principle. Whether it's Republican or that, I reserve for others to come here. And in a sense, all those variables are ecologically defined, have triggering some propensity in terms of growth of ACO, the tendency. But interest now, and after the preliminary analysis, there are nine states being unable to match with other categories. And those nine states, predominantly in North Dakota, and South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana. It's very interesting to look at, and this area have a very, very slow growth of any new change. So though not measurable in a sense, we should not include them in analysis for this moment when we predict so-called perception. And that's actually the result. And I had a typo, Kornbach is a B-A-C-H. I tried to fix that, I couldn't find the computer to do the work. So those are the variable that including in the analysis. We considered the organizational variable called organizational social capital. In a sense, organizational social capital captured the level of trust, the ability to do teamwork, the ability to benefit the community at large. This is kind of organization culture aspect. So we'll be able to ask those individuals to identify their organization culture reflect by so-called social capital as a so-called organization attribute. Then we have a measure of electronic record use, not just purchase or not purchase, is to what degree the EMR being utilized in their healthcare facility. And the level of system integration and the perceived benefit, perceived barriers, and the gap relate to this two intense aggregate, and also the knowledge level of those about the ACO. Very interestingly, there's a tremendous gap of the knowledge in the population we study. Those rural areas, probably less than 15% knowledgeable, so-called knowledgeable, knowing something about ACO, whereas in the urban center, roughly about 25, it's not much better. So in a sense, CMS is to do lots of things to educate the public about what is ACO, how ACO is going to benefit this, the delivery of system. And affiliation of networks is very important. If the facility has a large number of networks to build, which is means they have already have so-called propensity to enter into integrated care delivery system. And plan means a strategic plan designed to launch an ACO. Lastly, the willingness to participate. Well, the finding is very interesting. If we just simply look at benefits and the barriers per se, and we find that very little differences between so-called perception of benefit, but tremendous differences in terms of barriers. Mainly the top three so-called perceived barrier in terms of leadership support, financial incentive, and lastly, the legal and so-called regulatory concern. And those with the asterisk means statistically significant, whereas the other, there's very little differences, so-called with or without benefit. This is univariate analysis, variance analysis with respect to those perceived benefits and benefits. Then final analysis, including all the predictors as well as so-called the propensity score as an adjuster. Remember, propensity score here used as a bias correction factor, as an important domain. But interesting enough, the only variable appear to be predictive of the willingness to participate in this case is the larger the gap, if there's more benefit perceived than barriers, the more likely the individual will respond that willing to participate in ACO. And that's not a surprise. They simply say you have to do something to change the perception. Okay. And in addition, we also look at how strategic plan decision-making could also affect the engagement of ACO participation. Indeed, if the ACO is perceived important in their strategic plan, they're more likely to be joined so-called ACO. So this is much more graphically easy to explain. So on the right-hand side, the two endogenous variable, strategic plan leads to willingness to participate. Its association is 0.34. With the asterisk meaning started means statistically significant 0.05 or lower. And the gap is positively associated with so-called decision to launching strategic plan. So in a sense, the benefit and barriers gap has no so-called statistically significant direct influence no statistically significant direct influence of willingness to participate, but mostly it's through strategic plan. So if the benefit is perceived higher than barrier, they're more likely launching the plan to develop ACO. Eventually, if they have plan, they're more likely willing to participate. This sounds like a very logical explanation and is really not a big surprise to me. And also, we've done very complicated analysis. And also, the goodness of this statistics is this overall model fit the data very well with very limited number of variables. What conclusion could be made is that individual perception is so important. That is more important than organizational attribute and more important than contextual variable, even contextual variable capture in the propensity score. But this is the latest development. So if we are trying to measure propensity of the future in terms of joint ACO, there gotta be multiple indicators could be captured. So indeed, we asked a bunch of questions about just more than just willingness to participate. Within 2 years, what is the likelihood you're going to join ACL? Okay, are you in ACL? Of course, a bunch of indicators. So actually, this final model accounts for 21%, whereas the previous model accounts for roughly 14-15% variance. So similar variable we capture in terms of multiple indicators of propensity to join ACO, that the larger the size, the more likely to join, that's no doubt about it. And interesting enough, propensity could make a difference now. In the prior analysis, without using multiple indicators approach of your ACO variable, now the propensity, meaning the contextual variable, appears to be relevant. That in otherwise, if you don't consider the ecological variable in the design ACO, you likely miss a lot of point because you wind up spending a lot of resources not knowing what you're doing. So in a sense, to promote ACO, you got to understand the ecological environment or context and design specifically target on the healthcare manager and help them to understand how ACO can launching a better integrated care and preventive care services. So that I summarize the report.